And what you guys essentially have been to today, you may not have been aware, is that you've been at a risk management day.
On a sunny day at our Kuta station near Alice Springs, pastoralists, government representatives and industry speakers discussed things like making better station management decisions and cattle market options. Making better decisions for life coach Helen Everingham starts with the right attitude.
Your attitude is so important. It's not what happens to you in life, it's how you react to it. And I talked about the things that we have had in our training from our wonderful parents who gave us some fabulous life skills, but also gave us some things that are a bit negative and have set up what I call our self-talk. And so that's a belief in ourselves and a belief in the way things should happen, and that's our attitude. And the problem is we get caught up in sometimes the rights and wrongs.
That reference to parents and attitude, do you think that's particularly relevant to the Central Australian pastoral industry that is dominated, unlike the top end, by family businesses?
Yes, I think so. And one of the things that I commented on was you hear people say, look, we've done it this way for the last 50 years. My father did it and his father before him and, you know, why should we change? Well, that's fine if it works for you. But you just have to be careful sometimes because you get caught up in, we've done it this way. And if you say to yourself, okay, this is the best way we've found so far, that leaves you open. If something else comes up, that's a better way of doing things.
With the right attitude in hand, NT Department of Primary Industry economist Frances Bright spoke about having a unique recipe for success and cautioned that it's not the numbers that make change, it's people.
Some may be focused on growing good cattle, some may be focused on generating profit, some may be focused on generating profit but ensuring that their resource base underneath is not being mined but is being conserved for the future. So the numbers to me can assist you to make up the decision, but when we make change in business, it's not the numbers that get us out of bed at 6:30 in the morning. It's our passion to make that change and make that change a success that will determine whether that change is successful for that business or not.
And getting down to the nuts and bolts of pastoralism in Central Australia, producers like Chris Snott from our Kuta station were keen to chat about options and the pros and cons of changing a herd to suit a market, particularly given the increasing emergence of more export options.
We try and breed cattle that will suit all markets. For instance, because we're in the middle of Australia, we've got the option to go live export, we've got the option to go to feedlots in the east, we've got the option to go to meatworks in the south.
And what cattle are you breeding to, I guess, maximise your options?
We run along the lines of a base herd of a Santa Catrutus, but we look to crossbreed with Shorthorns, or we've even tried Centre Poles, but basically it's a Santa Catrutus herd.
Mr. Knott said the Vietnamese slaughter market was working out pretty well for him.
It's streets ahead of the rest of the market options we have because of there's no penalties as far as meat colour, fat colour grading goes. So it's straight on the boat.
What about if the Vietnamese started talking about wanting feeder steers, light feeder steers? Would that change, or could that change the equation for you?
Well, it would, yeah. It's certainly, certainly in this country, we're dependent on a season. So given a season and given our options geographically, then if we're in a tough time, then we'll certainly supply a feeder market to Vietnam. But if we're having a good season, then we have an article that we can supply processors with.
On whether or not it's worth it to change a herd to suit a market, Mr. Knott says he thinks about possibilities but remains wary.
Well, what we heard today, it's probably not. And that's something that I've been grappling with in the time that I've been in Central Australia. But I think what we heard today was it's you have to concentrate on the cattle you've got and do the best job you can with those cattle.
Steve Cadzo, who runs Pol Hereford's on Mount Riddick Station near Alice Springs, says changing a herd to suit live export markets is a big deal.
If I was to change my breed over, I would have to have a complete herd change because we're all Bos Taurus. We'd have to go to Bos Indicus, and that's a major turnaround. At this stage, I'm not even contemplating changing.
Mr. Cadzo says he's worked hard to crack the EU accredited market and he's happy with the return his business is getting.
We have a younger article turning off at a reasonably high weight, and the rate of return is probably just as good, if not better, than what's going on the live boats.